you and I usually have some very significant traditions that we apply on these Scare the Air days. What are you going to do after work today?
Well, we've got several meats, the flesh of dead animals that we're going to season up and burn significantly. I have both a propane and regular old traditional Weber coal grill.
Good.
We're gonna fire both of them up. And we're gonna have a great big old barbecue. This is, of course, after I get the lawnmower out and freshen up the backyard a little bit, so that we have a nice environment in which to enjoy the burnt critters.
Yeah.
And
do you have a leaf blower?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because those little two-cycle engines just rip the heck out of those things all day long.
Oh yeah, and you add a little oil to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little gas, a little oil, kind of a little two-stroke thing.
Yeah.
And then I thought what we might do is go tune up the car in the front yard. You know,
great.
Get that engine running and maybe do a smog check on it.
Yeah, I think you should. Now,
and you?
Well, no, I'm going to take out my generator today.
Oh, good.
And I thought, you know, it's just a good day to test it. It probably needs a good 2-3 hour run.
Uh-huh.
There's a side of my house that needs painting. And so I got a spray paint that matches.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to spray the side of the house. I may let the kids do some graffiti over there. The neighbors really can't see it, but I think that'd be just a great way to release some CFCs into the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
I'm not into hairspray, but today, it's a Scare the Air day. I'm going for it, baby.
Good.
I'm going to have a hard candy shell. And I don't know. I think that to add to the greenhouse gases that will be emitted into the atmosphere on this Spare the Air Day, I think everyone should eat beans because beans create flatulence, and flatulence are methane, and methane is actually a very significant greenhouse gas. Most of it's contributed by termites. I don't know if people knew that or not, but heck with the orchid, man. Keep those termites a-pumping. In fact, you might just find some old dead wood and feed them to the termites today.
Dave, you still have your water skis?
Yeah,
bring them by. I'll fire up the boat.
Cool.
Yeah, well, up and down the Delta for hours on end.
You know what? You're the man. We're going to have fun.
Good.
All right. It's Hot Talk 560 KSFO.